We're here in Calgary at the Infusing Technology into Social Studies Workbee, and Trina and Marla are here to talk about their current events project, where they took a very different approach to teaching current events in their grade 8 classroom. Can you tell me how you could describe the current events project in your student that your students did this year?
Well, our purpose was to infuse and support our core curriculum learning with the events that were happening in our world throughout the school year. And we wanted to attend to the current events learning outcomes in the social studies curriculum in an organic and authentic way. We provided students with opportunities to demonstrate their learning in a variety of ways, and this included web page design, live performance, scrapbooks, and we also hoped to develop critical thinking skills in respect to analyzing mass media.
Marla, how did you support students in their work?
We provided them with various folders where they could collect their articles and notes throughout the year. Girls had to use those as kind of a reference tool. They analyzed different news stories from different types of media across Canada as the class demonstrated their understanding around our inquiry question this year, which focused on whose voice matters. So a lot of their articles had to be balanced out, not developing only one voice and a one side on the issue. As the project kind of unfolded, both Trina and I realized that students were having difficulty in thinking critically about the specific news items. So we created a list of questions on a weekly worksheet where students were prompted to consider things like the larger issues in each of those news stories and how they connected to or impacted the different themes we were studying in the curriculum, like geography, Canadian history, and how the story might impact the public themselves. Girls were also instructed to look at their own beliefs, values, and lifestyle choices when looking at the articles.
So how did your students demonstrate and develop their skills in terms of technology?
Well, we provided choice within the list of projects that the students could choose from, both in terms of the project type as well as the numbers of people that could work on the project. And so this allowed for students to work together or individually. And we were especially pleased when students grouped themselves together, where, you know, if a student had experience with videotaping, editing, and sound, we had examples where students worked with other students that did not have this experience, and this allowed them to teach one another. We also focused on analyzing different types of media, the advantages and disadvantages of each type. So we asked the students to look at, if the news story came from the radio, for example, we asked them to look at how this story might be different had we seen it on the nightly news, for example.
Can each of you talk about some of the unexpected highlights that occurred throughout the project? Marla?
Actually, I think that I'll pass that one to Trina first to talk about the first set, right, and then maybe I'll talk about peer assessment.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, the first set of projects that we did, so the first term, we had the girls present to the whole class, and then the teachers assessed the work without any real input from their peers. And what we found is that the girls didn't have a chance to ask each other questions and learn from one another, as well as it was difficult for us to find, because of the variety of the projects, it was difficult for us to find a rubric that sort of one size fits all. So what we did with the second group is we designed a peer assessment tool that worked for all projects, and it opened up communication for the students with one another, and they were able to sit together and share their work with each other and teach each other about their learning.
And I think that's that was the most invaluable for me about the entire project was the peer assessment. Some of the questions and the discussions that came around when girls were presenting to each other were phenomenal. I had one student who was totally technology inept work on developing a wiki, and she went through all the steps along the website and didn't have any problems in her work. I think this ended up being one of the best that she portrayed all year. The other one, who was actually marking her, had done a website previously and used Publisher, so the conversation around the different types and how they set up links and the URLs was really interesting. I had two other students who were grading another one based on the website again, actually, and they were looking at Brazil's festivals and culture in Brazil. And one of the students who was grading, one of our other students, asked a question about the culture and the connections between Canada and Brazil, and if there were any similarities or significant differences. And the one who was presenting mentioned that she noticed that Canada Day was quite different from Brazil on the different levels of the nationalities, because Brazil presented and put a lot more focus into things like music and dance and their culture, versus Canada Day can kind of go here and we have a couple things around town, but nothing on the extent or level as Brazil. So those, I think it was pretty much the critical thinking and the examination of each other's projects. And they used what we had done with them first term as the benchmark. So it was interesting to see the different questions they pulled for each other.
Now, you'll notice that these two teachers refer to the girls when they're talking here. Both Trina and Marla teach at the Calgary Girls School, and so their student population is totally female. Now, with that in mind, how do you see this project applying to different settings, different ability levels, different grades, maybe classrooms that have both boys and girls in them?
The differentiation, I think, was the biggest thing I noticed. Having six different projects, we had things like documentaries, scrapbooks, technology ones, so PowerPoint, websites, a television network. We also had, I had one group actually who was quite advanced in my classroom come to me and say that none of these worked with the concept that they wanted to take up and the topic focus. So I had them put together a proposal, and they put together a proposal of their own project, and they created their own rubric, and we sat down together, and for the second set of current events, we ended up with seven projects on the table because of those girls. So I think there's always an opportunity for differentiation, whether it's a mixed gender class or single gender.
And I think the way that we have the project set up as well is that we gave them specific requirements for each project with also the flexibility built in to make links to your curriculum outcomes. So, for example, if one of our projects, we wanted them to focus on six different issues, we had requirements embedded in the project whereby half of those six issues had to be related to the larger themes in our social studies curriculum. And so, depending on your grade level, you could just change the themes that you wanted your issues to connect to.
Now, in the examples that you used, that you've currently used, they were from the previous curriculum where you were doing working with Brazil. Mm-hmm. With Worldview, what kind of connections can you see going with that new theme?
We talked about with Worldview looking at Canadian identity and looking at your own worldview. So in the new project that we've created based on our original, we've brought in the worldviews, more critical thinking analysis, and a lot of the same questions that we had that geared our students kind of as guidelines would still work in that program due to the fact that we taught inquiry first.
And we also went back and looked at the setup of the social studies curriculum from K to 12 and looked at sort of the icon with citizenship and identity as the two elements in the center. And so we actually tried to embed citizenship and identity into the project itself. And so for that reason, it could, again, be at any level of the new social studies curriculum.
Very nice. Well, thank you very much for sharing those ideas with us. I think this looks so much more interesting than the traditional way of doing current events. When you shared this with me, you talked about that this had originally come out of your student teaching, hadn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and just to finish off, can you just share why you took this approach as opposed to taking the traditional where you take a clipping out of the paper and you have a bulletin board and every day you share a new story? Why did you do it this way?
At the time that the original project was being developed, I was at my practicum school, and the way in which current events was being taken up at that point was where every student had a certain day throughout the month. And although each day was probably valuable for the student who was presenting, I found that the rest of the class was somewhat tuned out, especially if it wasn't an issue of their choice. And I also felt that the unfolding of the news and sort of following the news stories over a period of time was lost. It was sort of like it was your day to go, and that was the day you were engaged, and then every other day you were less engaged. And so that's where it came from, the desire to have students sort of having a relationship with what was going on in the world over time.
I think for me the biggest thing was the authenticity of this. Most of the inquiry we did throughout the year, the girls were pulling from the actual current events pieces in the articles, and you could hear it in the classroom because we take up things for a town hall meeting on Fort McMurray in the oil sands, and a girl who was looking at the geography of Northern Alberta for her current events would pull out an article and say, "Hey guys, look what I found. You know, maybe this will work." So, you know, the different pulling things from different projects and being able to really critically examine what you're looking at, I think, was the biggest thing for me.
Thank you very much for sharing with us.